from Washington. This is VOA News. Russian forces surge under a Ukrainian base in Crimea. Nothing is found in the third day of searching off Australia for the missing Malaysian airliner. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Pro-Russian forces have stormed a Ukrainian Air Force base in Crimea, firing shots and smashing through gates and walls with armored vehicles. The troops broke into the Belbek Air Base, facing no apparent resistance from Ukrainian troops. Ukrainian defense officials say at least one person was wounded. Some of the Ukrainian troops sang the Ukrainian national anthem during the incident. Some bystanders shouting their approval of the presence of the Russian forces.
Russia! Russia!
Earlier Saturday, Russian forces issued an ultimatum for Ukrainian troops at the base to surrender. The Belbek base outside the Black Sea port city of Sevastopol has been one of the largest holdouts of Ukrainian military forces in Crimea. Russian forces have been seizing Ukrainian military bases and warships in Crimea as Russia finalizes its annexation of the strategic peninsula. Ukrainian troops have offered minimal resistance thus far. The Belbek Air Base shares facilities with Sevastopol's international airport. Russia also has a large naval base in Sevastopol. More on this story at voanews.com. Malaysia's defense minister told reporters Saturday that a Chinese satellite had spotted an object 22 and a half meters by 13 meters in an area where officials are hoping to find that missing Malaysian Airlines plane. Well, that search went on, and it appeared nothing has been recovered. Royal New Zealand Air Force Base is the Royal New Zealand Air Force is among those assisting in the search. Pilot Brett McKenzie described his mission.
Yeah, we got airborne this morning. We've been airborne for 11 hours out into the search area with the Australian aircraft today. The weather conditions out in the area were possibly the best we've had since we've been operating out here at Perth.
But he said he found no sign of the missing airliner.
Covered about just over 4,000 square kilometres in those good visual search conditions. And unfortunately, we didn't see anything.
Australian search planes also passed over the area for a third consecutive day, looking for debris and other signs of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The aircraft disappeared a full 2 weeks ago with 239 passengers and crew on board. Reports say four Palestinians were killed Saturday in an early morning raid by Israeli troops on a home in the occupied West Bank. Israel says its forces went to a home in the Jenin refugee camp to capture Hamas Islamist militants suspected in past attacks on Israel. Palestinian officials say the Israeli military surrounded the house and ordered Hamza Abu al-Hayja outside. The military says the suspect opened fire, wounding two Israeli soldiers. Doctors Without Borders has launched an emergency medical intervention in southern Guinea. That action is in response to an outbreak of viral hemorrhagic fever. Guinea's Ministry of Health said the highly contagious virus is believed to be of the Ebola virus. The organization declared Friday that an outbreak of a rare and deadly form of the Ebola virus has reached epidemic proportions. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama is visiting China. It is the second day of a five-day trip there, and the First Lady told American and other students on Saturday that freedom of expression and worship and having open access to information are universal rights that are the birthright of every person on the planet. VOA's Shannon Van Zandt filed this report from Beijing.
On her second day in China, First Lady Michelle Obama spoke to American and Chinese students at the country's prestigious Peking University. She emphasized the importance of education and human rights, including the right to free speech.
Time and again, we have seen that countries are stronger and more prosperous when the voices of and opinions of all their citizens can be heard.
Hillary Clinton's criticism of China was much more direct when she visited as First Lady. Mrs. Obama's trip will steer clear of sensitive political issues, and she will not grant interviews to journalists. Instead, her aides say her time in China will be an exercise in soft diplomacy and in people-to-people connections. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
Ivory Coast is transferring the head of a former youth group linked to deadly violence following the 2010 election to the International Criminal Court, where he faces charges of crimes against humanity. The ICC said Saturday that Ivorian authorities had surrendered the man to the court in The Hague. He was arrested in Ghana and extradited to the Ivory Coast. More on these and other news at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News in Washington.